Let's take a few minutes now to get to know Storm Lake boys basketball player, senior Josh Werge. Josh, first of all, what are the keys in your mind to try and return the favor against Lamar's tonight, who got us on our home floor a few weeks back?
The main thing today is going to be hitting free throws. Last game we missed, like, I think 10 free throws, and if we make all those 10 free throws, we lose by two, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, those little layups that we missed. See, we played really bad, and we just barely lost, you know? So we play pretty good, make our layups, and shoot all those free throws that we missed. Yeah. It's a ball game.
Yeah, make those high percentage shots and take care of business at the line.
Those shots that we should be making.
That'll go a long way. So give me your perspective on the game last Friday, as you had a hard-fought win, as it turned out, at Cherokee. I'm sure you figured it would be a little tougher going over to their place and trying to get it done, and it certainly turned out to be.
Yeah, it was a weird first half. The first half only had 4 points because I was hesitating. They were playing a 2-3 zone. I'm just like, every time I caught the ball, it was wide open. And I don't know if I was going to shoot it or drive in and shoot or pass it. I was just like wide open, like it was almost as they were daring me to shoot the ball. And I'm just like, why are they daring me to shoot the ball? Like,
so in the second half, did you make up your mind that you're going to be more aggressive regardless of what they're showing you defensively?
Yeah, the second half, every time I caught the ball wide open, I was driving it in. So I ended the half with – end of the game with 25, yep. So had 21 in the second quarter. That's by leaving me open. I'm just like, if they're going to leave me open, why not? Uh-huh. Shoot it or drive in hard, get fouled.
Yeah, so do you have a game previously that's been especially memorable for you? I know you had a big one at Ridgeview earlier the second half of the season, and also had a huge game, what was it, against either Emmitsburg or Estherville Lincoln Central?
Yeah,
one
I think
of
it was
those
Estherville.
Two. Yeah.
That game, I don't know, I just came in. I think it's because what I ate fettuccine Alfredo. Today's actually National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Really?
So, I mean, I didn't get to eat that today, but hopefully I play the same way I did the day I ate fettuccine Alfredo.
Fettuccine Alfredo, is that the food that you would say really gets your juices flowing?
Yeah, that's it gets me pumped up. I love eating it. Today's National Fettuccine Day, so I don't know. That day, that's what I ate, and I just felt like I could have missed, so I just kept shooting.
Well, you got to have that every night before a game, my friend. Then.
Yeah, I couldn't get tired of that food.
All right, so what have you made as the goals for yourself coming into the season, and what part of your game would you say has really developed the most as compared to, say, a season ago?
Last season I would say that I didn't shoot as much because I wasn't as confident as I am this year. Last year, I wasn't like, when I was wide open, I wouldn't shoot the ball, so teams would leave me wide open on three-point line. This year, I think my three-point shot actually is the most like effective thing now, because if teams leave me open, I'm gonna hit the shot. So this year, I think my three-point shot really helped them. My goal this year was to win more than 10 games, make it past the district finals.
Put a check next to that first one.
Yeah, district champs. And my individual goal was to make it to 1,000 points in 3 years. And I'm really close to it now, so I'm still fighting that.
Do you know how close you are?
I think I need like 236 left or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really close.
All right, so let's talk about this group of guys. Who would you say really keeps the team loose the most, is kind of the biggest joker on the team?
I would say Port New. He comes off the bench. He's a defensive player. He scores when he wants to. When he comes in, he usually gets me up. When I'm not shooting or when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, what I'm capable of, he gets me going. Like, he just brings the hype to the team. Like, He might look like a really mean person on the court, but like if you get to know him, he's really nice.
But he's really a big softy.
Yeah, he's really. And Tom Dang, he's one of those. He's a sophomore, and I don't know. He's younger than me, but I still look up to him. And Kevin Duque, one of those defensive players that is actually in a younger grade than me, but is older than me. So I look up to him, even though he's in a younger grade than me. He gives me like things to do, like when. Say I'm open or like I'm out the free throw line, breathe and stuff like that. Get me going. And Parker Lane, one of them, he's been there since like freshman year. He's what got me into like dribbling and playing good. When he has a gym, he has his own gym, so we go and shoot a lot sometimes. I think that's where I got my three-point shot from is him. I feel like I have the same shot as him because he taught me how to shoot too.
Very good. Josh Wirtz joining us here at halftime of the girls' game between Storm Lake and Lamar's. So basketball, you play football too. Am I missing any other athletics that you are involved in?
I play football and soccer.
Soccer too.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back, revisit the fall here momentarily. And what do you think about when looking back on the past football season and what it means to you and knowing that you guys part of history, the first ever Storm Lake football team to make it to the playoffs?
That team means so much to me. I mean, just thinking about it, putting a smile on my face right now, because like I've never ever like not lost in a regular season game like that. Like I never like went 9-0 like with any other football team. I never went like 9-0 with a basketball team, not even a soccer team. I went 9-0 with them, because last soccer team I didn't finish through with them. But this team, I don't know, I think we all like had faith in each other. Previous years we kind of like, I don't know, I don't think we got along with each other well in the previous years. That's why we weren't that good. We didn't like when certain people had the balls in their hand.
Chemistry is important.
Yeah, chemistry is very important. This year, it didn't matter who had the ball in their hand. Everybody was contributing to the team. The coaching staff was like bond. They had a bond with us, so we could joke around with them, call them a punk or something like that, joke around with them. And we just focused more. We more focused because we knew what we were capable of doing. And the team, I was new to this team, but I think the 11th and 12th grade is my, the seniors in the 11th grade is, I think, fourth grade year. They went to the Super Bowl as, like, kids. So this is the first time they actually reunited again. And going 9-0 is, like, that's something they did when they were younger. So
Nice. There's kind of a big football game coming up this Sunday. Who do you like?
I think I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Yeah, it's hard for me to bet against
New
England.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'll go with the Patriots.
All right. So you're a senior. Any plans for when the high school days are over?
I have no clue right now.
They'll toss some things around.
Yeah, I have the Shrine Bowl coming up in July. So I'm going to go to that, and hopefully by then I have a college I'm going to. I honestly don't know what sport I'm going to play yet. So
Shrine Bowl in July, got to be exciting.
Yes, yeah, it's been on my mind lately, so I'm like excited for that.
Well, I'm sure first and foremost on your mind is coming out and taking it to Lamar's
right
here this evening.
Yeah.
Josh Wirtz joining us here at the half. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate your time. All
Thank
the best.
You. Thank you.